State and federal highway officials are taking comments on the planned reconstruction of the I-94 corridor south of Milwaukee, which is one of the most heavily traveled stretches of road in Wisconsin. Just before the end of the government comment period, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and some common council members are urging the State Transportation Department to reject the idea of spending an additional $200 million to widen the freeway from 6 to 8 lanes. Barrett says the DOT projects that a wider freeway would not save much in travel times 30 years from now.
And at a time when the major complaints that I hear deal with issues like potholes and local roads and mass transit, to have $200 million go into a project to expand something that does not have a measurable positive impact in reducing travel time, I think is highly questionable.
Barrett says he's not opposed to fixing that stretch of I-94, but says repairing local roads and improving mass transit south of Milwaukee would add jobs too. But State Representative Corey Mason is in the wider highway camp. The Racine Democrat says 4 lanes each way would save travel time.
I travel that route from Racine and through Milwaukee to get to work when I'm in the capital in Madison, and I can tell you that the congestion does exist, that it's real. And every study that the Department of Transportation has put out only anticipates an increase in traffic.
Mason contends the federal government isn't promising to divert money from the I-94 project to fix local potholes. Decisions on the highway project could come later this year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.